Here's Trick on Stories. We're following for you this morning on Robinhood Radio. Well, we have dueling forecasts here at Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano calls for rain mixing with snow. Higher elevations, 3 to 6 inches of accumulation of a heavy wet snow. The National Weather Service still has a winter storm warning in effect until 10 a.m. on Saturday for us here in Northwest Connecticut and Southwestern Massachusetts, where they're calling for anywhere from 6 to 12 inches of snow. We'll have to see where it goes from there. But we'll check in with Pat Pagano just about 6:48 this morning here on Robinhood Radio. But we do have some announcements on school delays and some closings in Litchfield County, Connecticut. Due to the possibility of accumulating snow at higher elevations throughout the region, all Region 1 schools are closed today, Friday, December 16th. Region 7, Barkhamsted, New Hartford, Colebrook, Norfolk, closed today. Fish Northwest Connecticut Food Pantry in Torrington closed today. That means no Meals on Wheels as well. North Canaan Town Hall parking ban through today, and that is going on in North Canaan. Northwest Connecticut Community College in Winsted is closed today. Explorations in Winsted is also closed today. In Berkshire County, Southern District Regional School District is closed today. In Columbia County, Germantown School District is delayed by 2 hours. In Dutchess County, Pine Plains has a 2-hour delay this morning. That is a check on the announcements we have for the schools in our area. Well, the cost of gas in Connecticut has dropped sharply in the past month, down 50 cents in the last 30 days and down 18 cents in just the past week. That puts the average cost at $3.27. 1 year ago, it was $3.53. A trend in Connecticut echoes what is being seen nationwide, according to AAA. Since Monday, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline has fallen by 7 cents to $3.19. A group has launched a search for an artist to create a sculpture of W.E.B. Du Bois in Great Barrington. A nonprofit dedicated to placing a sculpture of W.E.B. Du Bois in front of the Mason Library has launched a formal search for a sculptor. The sculpture project has posted a request for proposals on its website for an artist to create a seated statue of the scholar and civil rights architect situated on a bench. A posting was also made to the National Scripture Society's website and several other sites where artists look for juried shows and competition. The group has budgeted $160,000 for the creation and casting of the sculpture. The project also entails repair of the library stairs at the entrance and placing benches at either side. The group is raising money for that as well. Taking a look at some other stories that we're following for you this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. Still, you have a chance to give to the Adopt-A-Family in Millerton, New York, to make a family's life brighter this holiday season. You can call 518-789-4508 and also help out Sunday in the Country Food Drive. You can contact them at sundayinthecountryfooddrive.org. Sheffield Historical Society Winter Wonderland light display continues through January 1st. You can park in the municipal lot, and the Winter Wonderland is right next to it. Falls Village tree lighting and holiday celebration will happen on December 17th, tomorrow at 4:30. Santa will be coming down Main Street. Tree lighting and carols at 4:30 on the green. Santa will then be inside the center on Main for you to visit. International guitarist Hiroya Sumoto brings his innovative and world electric music talents to the Sissing Center in Pine Plains tomorrow for one night only, a one-of-a-kind composer and performance. For more information, contact the Sissing Center's website. Sharon Audubon's Trixie Strauss Christmas Bird Count will take place on December 18th. It's a free event, and it continues once again this year. And it's in a 15-mile circle, which includes Salisbury, Sharon, Falls Village, Armenia, and Northeast New York. If you enjoy watching birds but are not able to join a team or being in the cold isn't for you, feeder watchers are also appreciated. For more information, contact 860-364-0520 or visit sharon.audubon.org. The Congregational Church of Salisbury is presenting its annual Christmas concert on Sunday, December 18th at 3 p.m. at 30 Main Street. At the Meeting House, doors will open at 2:30. Masks are optional but recommended. The concert for a handbell choir directed by Mary Davidson will highlight a selection of bright festive seasonal favorites. For more information, contact the church office at 860-435-2442. The menorah lighting on the Sharon Green will take place on Sunday at 4:30 on the Sharon Green. And for you folks in Norfolk, there'll be a meeting in town on December 20th, updating you on the gas spill remediation, which is ongoing. You'll also probably be contacted by volunteers as they are circulating a lower speed petition for vehicles traveling through that school zone. Business Brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. They have a daily menu, a nightly special menu, and a tapas menu, interlakenin.com. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off at 36.00, the S&P 500 at 3874.50, and the NASDAQ at 11,340.75. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments.